Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
All right. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another awesome interview for Geek Vibes Nation. I'm your host, Tia, and I have with me very special guest, Michael Herbert. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing really well. I have spoken to a number of your colleagues at Superhero Diaries, and I have to say, no shade to anyone else, but I think I was most excited to speak with you because your episode to me was so hilarious, where you play none other than the Green Arrow. And I first have to say that I feel like you nailed the character.
And, oh my gosh.
And
thank you so much.
Well, it's just, you knew so much. And so I sat there and said, okay, he must have really been a fan of the CW show. Were you in fact a fan of the Arrow on the CW?
Dirty talk. No, I was not actually. I did do a whole lot of research, and whenever I saw it, or whenever I was cast, I got on and I watched like through a few different episodes, and I watched it. I was familiar with him a little bit because I know the Arrowverse or the Arrow fans might not like this, but I was a Flash fan for a good portion of that show. So that's how I became familiar with Stephen Amell, was whenever they had their crossover episodes.
I mean, listen, in the spirit of solidarity, I will say, and this may anger our fans, but I have not watched a single episode of The Arrow. I was much more of a Flash fan. As you said, I was very into the Flash. I watched the episodes where Stephen Amell would cross over, and then I would watch the Arrow where then Barry was with them. So I totally get you. And
absolutely.
Yes, all the listeners now are like, wow, this girl sucks.
Well, hey, you know what? You moved up in my ranks. You made me feel better at least. So.
No, but it was so cool seeing you play this character, because I mean, your character did say it at some point that the Arrow did kick off the Arrowverse, and it was a very big thing for TV. This is the time where the only real TV comic books that we had, Netflix was doing their Marvel stuff, and the Arrow kicked off every show that we have on the CW. So then I have to ask, I mean, were you much of a superhero fan before getting cast in Superhero Diaries?
Oh yeah, that's I'm a huge superhero fan. I'm a huge nerd, or geek, or whichever word you want to call it. I like sci-fi and superheroes and fantasy and all of that so much. So, I mean, when I was a little kid, I watched mainly the X-Men TV shows, a few times of the Justice League, and I was a huge Power Rangers fan. So.
So you're good in our book. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun seeing your character interacting with the Marvel characters, and everyone just seemed to have such a fantastic time bouncing off of each other. So I mean, I've asked this before in other interviews, but was all of that just improv? I mean, was there any lines, or was that just purely all of your guys' chemistry going back and forth with each other?
Oh no, yeah, that's all chemistry. Basically, what we were given. So, I heard the other interviews as well, and they're dead on. The majority of the thing was completely improv. We did have like the storyboards and the suggestions and stuff like that from Scott, and basically we sat down on the couch, and Scott was basically like, "All right, we're making fun of the fact that Arrow just recently got canceled, and everybody else around you is like taking off." And so let's talk about that. And then you saw what happened. Then you saw basically the people that were on the couch of, like, we all had done our own research about our different characters and knew where we could come from and knew the series that were starting up, the movies that were going down and everything like that. And so it was really easy to just kind of riff off of each other.
That's awesome. Was that all done in one take, or were there some incidences where some lines didn't make it to the final episode, or was that just, as I said before, just one take?
Honestly, it was basically just one take. There were a couple things that we went back to catch just because, like, people talking over somebody and we thought that was a funny joke, but basically the entire thing was done in one, maybe two takes. It's insane whenever you sit down with people who actually are talented and like can do improv and everything like that, and it just flows out of you. It's really nice.
It really seemed it. And so is improv something that you are very familiar with, or was this sort of kind of your first outing with it?
It would be, I would say it's my first outing as far as being recorded for actual production purposes. But I have studied with UCB in the past, as well as we had some improv courses whenever I was in grad school a few years back. So kind of did have just had a lot of fun.
It seemed like you had a lot of fun. So, I mean, what was it like suiting up as the Green Arrow? Because, I mean, you kind of have an uncanny look similar to Stephen Amell. I mean, I thought it looked dead on. So, I mean, how did it feel wearing that suit?
Oh, my gosh. That suit, I mean, granted, walking in on day one, you never know what. You know you're doing a parody, and so you know that your suit's not probably going to be like the best thing. I mean, you've seen Batman's cowl, and like it's like some people have just like the squishy stuff. And I was just, and I walked in there, showed me my costume. I was like, oh my gosh! They're like, yeah, the show got canceled, and so we were able to get a really awesome suit. I was like, this is amazing, and I was just stoked to be able to have I think it was the nicest costume of the entire bunch.
I mean, listen, I don't want to shade anyone else, because I've been talking to everyone on the show and everyone is just so fantastically talented, but your costume definitely stands out. So are you saying that that's a costume from the actual CW show?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just sitting there. I mean, if you could have seen my face, I was kind of just going like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I skipped a couple of things there. No, yeah, everybody's wanting to be Spider-Man right now because you got the new Spider-Man costumes coming out, or this new Spider-Man movies coming out. And so everybody wants those costumes. So supply and demand, you know, and we were able to get the Arrow one because the Arrow has gone down and, Canaries hasn't taken off yet. If it's going to, who knows? That's still up in the air, I think, but
still very up in the area.
Yeah.
So walking into this project, did you have an idea of what character you necessarily wanted to be casted as? Or when they cast you as Green Arrow, you sat there and said, cool, I just have to do my research now.
Basically, yeah. The first time, so one of the, I whenever they reached out to me, they initially had seen my older stuff pre-COVID, but pictures and stuff pre-COVID, and I usually have pretty short hair and pretty clean shaven, and so they were like, we think Reed Richards would be great for you. And I was like, cool, I got really long hair and facial hair, can we work with that? And they're like, let us think about it. And they came back with Green Arrow because Green Arrow has the hood, and we thought we were going to be able to hide it a lot better than we are, but now we've just kind of like brought it into the character itself, because Green Arrow actually has some history in some iterations of him as with long hair. Granted, he's always blonde, so there's that. But Reed Richards never has long hair. He has a goatee sometimes with little grays in it, but he never has long hair. So we did a little shuffle. And then whenever I got that, I got to really dive into a character that, truthfully, I didn't know too much about Green Arrow's history, and the fact that he's been around since like 41, and that he's had a few different iterations, that whenever we had the Silver Age of comics. He wasn't revamped. He was one of the few characters that wasn't revamped at the Silver Age. He was, his golden age lasted through because of Superboy and stuff like that. Or at least that's what I read on a forum. You know, there's forums, so who can say whether it's actually trustworthy or not. But doing the research was a lot of fun. That's the biggest point.
I was going to say, it's really cool that you did a lot of research, especially for a web series that is a lot of improv and it's, you know, poking fun and having fun, but you wanted to do all of that homework and everything. Would you say that that's the general consensus on set, that everyone is just super knowledgeable about these characters, which makes it even better when you guys are doing these skits?
Yeah, I would say everyone is, unless they've completely fooled me, but everyone has done a really good job at especially knowing their character. And then if they don't know something about somebody else's character, then either that character or somebody else around on set could answer the question. And so like somebody asked if I had a significant other, and I was like, well, Black Canary is considered my significant other, but it depends on which iteration you're talking about, because that's more of a recent thing than it was early on.
Right.
Early on.
And if we're going by the CW, then he gets with Felicity. So, you know.
Right, but exactly.
Yeah, I spoke with your colleague, Maria, and she was super knowledgeable about Black Widow. I mean, it was so amazing speaking with her and how like big of a fan she was of the character. So it was just cool seeing you guys bounce off of each other. Hello? Can you hear me?
Sorry, I think you dropped out there for a quick second.
Oh gosh, it is my internet. I'm sorry about that. It's my fault.
No worries, no worries at all. I was like, that's the quickest ending to an interview I've ever had.
No. Oh gosh, can you imagine? No. I wanted to, first of all, I'm thinking still about you with the Reed Richards, and because you have the long hair, you became Oliver. So, I mean, that, now this is more of a personal question. Is the long hair for a role, or are we just letting it rock right now?
Well, the powers that be have said that I should probably keep it long at the moment. Just, it takes so long to get the hair back to this length. Like, let's try it out a little bit. And then we'll see whenever that decision is decided to be cut.
That's awesome. No, I like the long hair. I was just saying. So, you know,
she's a fan of the fact that I have to keep it.
Yes. So with this character and playing the web series and everything, I mean, what can we expect of Green Arrow moving forward?
You know, that's kind of, I know I'm still part of everything. So I know we got that. We've got 30 episodes in this first season. It's going to be over 10 weeks. And so we just recently shot a beach scene because, little spoilers for all your listeners, that there's a superhero calendar coming out. And yeah. And so we went out and did a little bit of shooting with that. We got to hang out with Hannah Cat Jones as Harley Quinn. So we've got more episodes coming that Green Arrow will be featured in.
Oh, so you guys are still filming right now. This it's not like everything is already pre-filmed. You're still on set.
Yeah, well, so since we are a bi-coastal company, we are doing some shooting in New York sometimes, and we're doing some shooting out here in LA sometimes. Sometimes we all get together, as you saw with the pool party. And so right now it's kind of a rolling thing. We are more of a TV show than a movie, like that we're kind of still doing it week by week and month by month to get everything pulled together.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to more episodes. You know, before we kind of...
Yeah, it also means...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to say, it also means that the more interaction that people will have with us on our social media platforms, on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, all of those, that they get suggestions. You know, you never know. Your suggestions might show up in an episode because we're still filming.
That's awesome. Those who are listening right now, make sure you check all that out, because who doesn't want their suggestions to maybe pop up on this series? But I did want to ask really quick before we kind of wrap everything up today, and what characters ideally, you know, you said you're a huge nerd. What characters would you like to play in future projects?
Oh man, I truly love the bad guys, honestly. I like to play the villains. I always think that the villains always seem that they can be played really like one level, one tone, but a good villain has so much depth and so much character to him. I know that there's a this coming out, and there's just a slew of amazing characters in that. That's I don't know if I'm supposed to say names or anything, sorry, but like there's a ton of characters, like the Shadow and Bone series that came out, all of those just like deep fantasy. That's where I would love to head. I'm also a voiceover artist, should say that, so I have trying to do video games and animation and everything like that as well.
And that's awesome, because with video games, I mean, they're becoming movies, essentially. I know that
exactly
in my like household, sometimes we just literally go on YouTube and watch video games without the gameplay, just the cutscenes. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's actually an interesting thing about Green Arrow, was whenever he was introduced into Injustice, the game, mm-hmm. he was actually... his original character was his like main cartoon voice that was played, but there was a special outfit that was the Arrow outfit. And whenever that happened, Stephen Amell was the voice of Arrow.
That's awesome. I love this research that you did. That's so cool. can you let our listeners know of your voice work, you know, past and stuff that is coming out, or, you know, even projects that you are on screen for that you'd like for us to all look out for?
Currently, I can't say anything that I'm working on.
Okay.
I'm doing mainly, most of my voiceover work lately has been more of whiteboard animations and stuff like that. But I hopefully will have something coming down the pipeline soon that people can tune in and to look forward to, but I can't really talk about anything at the moment.
I respect that. could you let everyone know where they can find you on social media so they can follow you and continue being engaged with your craft as well as Superhero Diaries?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Michael Herbert. That's Mr. Michael Herbert.
Awesome. Everyone who is listening, please make sure that you check that out. Please make sure that you are watching Superhero Diaries right now on YouTube. We always link the episodes down below in our YouTube description. Michael, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. I look forward to the future episodes.
Thank you very much. This has been a lot of, I feel like I've said this a lot. This has been a lot of fun.
It's okay. No problem. Thank you. Have a good one.
Of course. You too.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.